Track 1. Mansfield Museum. It seems fitting to start this tour at Mansfield Museum, not simply because it is a place of learning, enjoyment, and inspiration, but because this building is an example of what you will discover on this trail. That hidden stories exist behind the facade of many of the town's buildings. It will take at least 2 hours to follow the tour and to hear the memories of people that have a long association with the town. Mansfield Museum was the brainchild of the heir to a brewing fortune. William Edward Bailey, a local man who had moved south many years before his death, left his extensive natural history collection to the town in 1904. Liz Weston and Jodie Henshaw, both staff at Mansfield Museum, tell us a little more about its history.
Down in Cornwall, he set up a museum, and to house this museum, he got a building down from London, affectionately known as the Tin Tabernacle. And it had been a chapel in Battersea in London. And when he died, he then left the museum, the building and all, to the town of Mansfield.
Victorian collecting then was very much about bringing the world to the people of, you know, the uneducated, so to speak, of Mansfield, because obviously you didn't have television and things then, so you wouldn't have known what a leopard looked like. Some photographs we've got show a huge whale skeleton that used to hang down the length of the museum and things. So it was very much about educating, you know, the working class.
With the building falling into disrepair by the 1930s, and the donation of a collection of watercolour paintings by local artist Albert Sorby Buxton, the Tin Tabernacle was condemned to a scrapyard. In its place, a purpose-built museum was constructed and opened in 1934.
When the stone building was built, the collection had to go somewhere whilst that was being done, and it was dispersed to other museums and things across the county.
If you have downloaded this audio trail onto a mobile device that displays images, you will be able to view a number of Buxton's paintings and other photographs on screen at each stop. But don't worry if you can't. It will not affect your enjoyment of the tour, and the images can be viewed on Mansfield District Council's website. When using the audio guide, please remember to notice your surroundings. You will need to cross roads, and we advise that you do not listen to the tour whilst walking.
Pause the audio trail now, and when you have finished looking around the museum, make your way to the entrance to listen to track 2.